Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to On the Edge Women in Business on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you reach your small business dreams and career goals. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, our newest Facebook page, public profile, MJ Radio Host. We also have our Business on the Edge page, but it's the Silicon Valley MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, and political views. It is a group for you to communicate, to connect, and to maybe do a little business there, networking. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at onetheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. Every week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your connecting with us. You can always dial into this show, the Blog Talk Radio Show, and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-347-884-9043. That's 1-347-884-9043. Sustaining a business is a hell of a lot of work. A hell of a lot of hard work, and staying hungry is half the battle. Sustaining a business is a hell of a lot of hard work, and staying hungry is half the battle. This is a quote I used earlier on our AM 1220 KDOW show that I do here in Silicon Valley Bay Area, and this quote is by Wendy Tan, White UK business executive. If you are a business owner at any level, small business, micro business, large business, mid business, it is a lot of work. So keep in mind, if you want to really build a great business, you have to do the work and put the work into it. I mean, it drives me crazy, 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 crazy. You know, I was talking to a prospective customer. In fact, one of our callers connected with me and wants to do some work and wants us to do some documentations for him and things. You know, and you know what drives me bananas is you can make these connections, and real entrepreneurs understand that there's a price to pay. Now, I talk about mitigating costs and things like that, and you want to do that, but it drives me crazy when you don't want to put in the hard work. And the hard work also is hard money, hard capital. You have to have resources, and you have to be willing to take the risk to do what you need to do. So, Wendy Tan White, thank you for that awesome quote. It is a hell of a lot of hard work. And if you don't want to do the work, if you don't want to put in the effort, if you don't want to put in the hurting capital, if you're a small business, then, you know, just go ahead and get a regular job, because entrepreneurship is not for you, because entrepreneurship is going to cost you a lot. It's going to cost you tears. It's going to cost you, you know, stresses from time to time. It's going to cost you all kinds of things. So anyway, I'm excited. You know, tonight I was really supposed to be at our On the Edge Women in Business Christmas party. And if you've been watching the news here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, Northern California, we have gotten doused with rain. We've gotten just tons and tons of rain. And I'm so thankful that we're getting the rain. We need it. Our land needs it. Our reservoir needs it. And but it does make the conditions a little bit hazardous to drive in and to get back and forth. And although this was our On the Edge Women in Business Club Christmas party, we're going to postpone it to the new year, and maybe we'll do something fun and do an off-the-cuff show with all the women there in the room. And now, if you are one of the On the Edge Women in Business Club members or an On the Edge woman, and you're just on the edge, you can dial into the show tonight and chat a little bit. Let's find out what you want for Christmas. And you can dial in at 347-884-9043. That's 347-884-9043, and find out what you want for Christmas. And when I ask this, let me just be clear on what I'm really asking, what you want for Christmas. Tell me what you want for Christmas by way of your career, what you want for Christmas by way of your maybe your small business, or maybe you have a whatever that is. What do you want for Christmas? And I put this email out today, and I said, you know, Santa has left the building. Santa Claus and I do not get along. I enjoy the shows, but you know, I have a 20-year-old son, and we, you know, Santa was just never part of our Christmas process in that Santa brought the toys. Well, in my mind was I worked really hard, and I did my shopping. I did what mothers do, and my husband did what fathers do, and I just was not going to give the credit to Santa Claus. It just was not going to happen. So, you know, we enjoyed Santa movies and everything, but he had a clear perspective of what was going on with Santa Claus, and he wasn't coming down our chimney putting anything under our tree. And for my son, it was, you know, our hard work that made that possible. So, anyway, tonight we're gonna have a little bit of Christmas cheer. I'm kind of just warming things up here, kind of telling you what, you know, what we have going on, what's been going on with our weather, why we're doing the show tonight, and we're doing it just to have a little bit of fun. I've got my Christmas cheer drink, so if you got your Christmas cheer drink, I actually have a cup of hot apple cider here, and with a little peppermint stick in it, so I'm enjoying that. I want to say something to women. We do have a caller, and I am going to get to you, so stay on the line. I do want to connect with you. I want to share something that I shared on my Facebook public page, the Silicon Valley Business Radio Show host, Margaret Jackson, Facebook page. Go out and like that page. But I shared something that I think is really important, and I think there's something important that I need to say to women. Women need to get this. And guys, if you're listening, you need to get behind our women and us and push and applaud and cheerlead for us, you know, in this time, in this age. We need your cheering. And so this is what I said. I'm gonna read it as it was a little bit of a long post that I put, but I want you really to kind of dig into this. On days that you feel like you are spinning your wheels and your efforts don't match your finances, stay in the fight. The titans that built this country in the 1800s, the industrial industry, had their challenges. They had all kinds of challenges. Very interesting history if you ever go back and check that out. And they had days that quitting and giving up just seemed like it would be the right answer. It would be the right thing to do. But they didn't. They dug their heels in and they fought back. They found a way to win. Don't give up. Don't quit. Get your creative juices flowing and think about how you can reach your goals and solve the problems. The world needs you, and you are the best you. You are the best possible you. No one can do what you can do and what you bring to the table. And we want to experience you and experience that in your career, experience that in your business. Maybe you're an innovator. Maybe you're a musician, maybe you're a writer, but we want to experience you. Maybe you're an attorney or a doctor or a lawyer. Maybe you're gonna solve some big problem, but we need you to solve it. And so you're the best you to get the job done. Thomas Edison, J.P. Morgan, Cornelius Vanderbilt, John D. Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, the Henry Ford, Steve Jobs, Carlos Slim, Oprah Winfrey. There are 51 women CEOs of the Fortune 1000 companies. Now, that's exciting, but again, that's 51 women out of 1,000 Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 1000, excuse me, 1,000 companies. Indra Nooyi, Phoebe Novakovic, I want to say that, you know, in America we have to say every letter. It's important to us. Bill Gates, Ursula Burns, Abraham Lincoln, Barack Obama. Don't let frustration be a depression. Don't let it frustrate you. Don't let depression, fear, anxiety, the normal and common life and wrong imaginations kill your dreams. Someone's going to be abnormal. Do you know that the word normal means common and standard? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But abnormal is a very interesting word. And that word ab, that A-B, means, it's a Latin word. It comes from a Latin word. And it means from or away from. So greatness means that you have to get away from what's normal, to be extraordinary, to be great, to solve the big problems, to solve the things that you are born to solve. You're born to do something special. And I'm a bit of an optimist, so I think that everyone's born to do something ultra special. Now, whether or not that makes the cover of any magazine, or whether or not that makes, you know, televised news, or whatever the case may be, you're designed to do something extra wonderful and powerful. So live life on purpose, and with resolute purpose, be the bulldozer that knocks down the roadblocks, even when fear whispers you can. You yell back, yes, I can. It is your time to be great, and it is the time of women to be great. Women are on the rise. This is our hour. This is our season. I'm excited about it. As a business coach, a business really affectionately known as a business purpose coach, I like getting behind people and pushing. If you're excited about what you're doing and you're vested in it, it is really easy for me to get behind you and says, okay, I can work with that stuff, because that stuff is willing to be shaped and formed to help them go to their next level. So it's exciting. Women are on the rise, so we're excited about that. So I'm going to get some of the callers on the air, and I want you to tell me what do you want for Christmas? And again, I'm thinking career, I'm thinking business ownership, I'm thinking book writing. Tell me what you want for Christmas. And I have a caller on the air I'm going to bring you on right now. Hi, how are you? This is Margaret Jackson. You're on the air.
Hello, Margaret Jackson. This is Tyro.
Tyro, you are, I can always count on, time is running out, Miss Tyro. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. I am so inspired by your message, and especially with you calling out these powerful women, one of which was Ursula Burns, my former CEO of Xerox.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Awesome. That's fantastic. So tell me, Miss Tyro. I like calling you Miss Tyro because I think that there's power in that. You remind us that time is running out, and so we need to make sure that we focus, that we're resolute, that we get done with the things that we're getting done. And this is our Christmas cheer. We couldn't come together tonight because of all the rain. So we're going to have a little party here on air tonight. What do you want for Christmas?
You know, this is going to sound so basic, but really what I want for Christmas is peace. I want people to be able to find that inner peace. I want people to be able to focus on giving the gift of time, something that you cannot buy this holiday season.
That's powerful, the gift of time. Who would know? So, Tyro, give the Blog Talk audience, listeners, and they're listening all over the globe, all over the nation. I love it. We have a great listenership in terms of people coming to our site here and getting our shows. So give us a little bit of Tyro and tell us a little bit about, give us your nutshell, not a 30-second cookie cutter, anything. Give us a little bit of Tyro.
Well, for your listeners that are not familiar, Tyro, I am a certified coach, and after 28 years in corporate America, I decided it was time to turn in those boxing gloves and go from paycheck to purpose. So when you think about Tyro, you think about how can I move my life forward? How can I get rid of that fear that you referenced earlier and really begin to come into my inner space, my inner power? We know that all things are possible. But if you stay where you are today, you're always going to do what you're comfortable with. You know that you are growing and stretching when you become uncomfortable. And that is part of the new plan for 2015. Stretch yourself and find a way to become uncomfortable. That's when you're learning and growing.
That's exactly right. And just on the hill of that, what I love about that is that there is nothing exciting about comfortability other than it being comfortable. And when you can challenge yourself to expand your horizons, grow, and when you talk about growing and being uncomfortable, Jackie, and this is Jackie Welsh, everybody, and Jackie, we want to make sure that you let everyone know how to get connected with you. But when you talk about being uncomfortable, and that's growth, so there's growing pains in that, and sometimes you have to grow past your pain. Well, you know what? The truth of the matter is you always have to grow past your pain to be able to, you know, grow that new branch or grow that new level of development. But the exciting part about that is when you do that, and I want everyone who's listening gets this, when you challenge yourself and you do go to that next level, you actually increase your value. And that includes monetary value. And so you're able to take that and give it back and to monetize whatever you're doing. If you're a business owner or even if you work for a company and you're on staff somewhere, it puts you in a position to go to that next level. And I like to call it power. I often say no one gives you power. They give you authority. And that power is what you're willing to develop in your life. And if you're not willing to develop anything in your life, don't expect anyone to give you any authority to do anything. So I appreciate your bringing up the fact that growing and getting out of your comfort zone is absolutely important.
Yes, yes. And speaking of that, helping people to get out of their comfort zone, I am planning an event for 2015, and it's called Right in Time with You. It's your time to shine. It's your time to live. It's your time, 2015. The date's going to be Saturday, January 31st, and it's going to take place at the Sobrante Center right there in Milpitas.
Okay, so that is here in the Bay Area. Can you give us your web address and contact information for those that are listening if you want to participate or you just want to get connected with Ms. Tyro, Jackie Welch? Please provide your information.
Thank you for that. So, yes, please feel free to go to my website, and that is www.tyro, that's T-I-R-O, Tyro Life Coaching, all one word, tyrolifecoaching.com. And when you go to the website, you're going to simply click on events, and you'll be able to see all of the details there. We do have an early bird promotion going on. If you register before January 15th, you get a chance to bring a friend for half price.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than that. And if you have not had an opportunity to participate in one of Jackie Welch's trainings and seminars, you don't want to miss it. Get out there, check her out, add value to your life. When you're going to these types of events, you're really adding value because you're also changing the way that you think. And you can't change what you normalize. If you normalize it, you can't change. And so events like what Jackie is talking about will give you that opportunity to make the kind of changes that you may need to make in your life and again, to add value to your life. So, Jackie, stay on the line. We're going to go to a commercial break, and I have another caller on. I am going to bring you on, but right now we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business, You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Start 2015 with a half-day financial foundational training and workshop class, Smart Money for Women in Business. Women businesses need financial clout, and fortifying a strong financial base will give them that clout. Join KDOW radio host and business coach Margaret Jackson, BBVA Compass Bank, and Financial Education Services to help you rev up 2015 with Smart Money Intelligence. In this training, you will learn about smart business banking, money available for women in business, step-by-step guidance on how to get $50,000 or more in business credit without personal risk, how to acquire $10 million in funding as your company scales, and tackle creative funding through the world's top crowdfunding sites to move your small business to its next level. Register now for the January 15th training and workshop, Smart Money for Women in Business, and get the KDOW Holiday Smart Money discount and pay only $30. Go to businessontheedge.biz and sign up now. Let Margaret Jackson and her financial partners give you the business and money strategies you need to succeed.
Welcome back to On the Edge Women in Business. I am Margaret Jackson, radio show host, Silicon Valley AM 1220 KDOW Radio, and Blog Talk Extended Radio here with our show. If you want to get connected to any of our resources, our training classes, we have some exciting classes coming up in the new year. Go to our website, www.businessontheedge.biz. That's www.businessontheedge.biz. Or if you want to join our Women in Business Club and learn a little bit more about that, again, you can go to www.businessontheedge.biz. You can click through from there to our Women in Business Club. Some exciting things going on there. I'm going to bring our next caller on, and again, I want to know what you want for Christmas, and I'm going to get back to Coach Tyro in a minute. I enjoy talking with her, and I'm going to ask her something special for this holiday season. But let's see who else we have on the line here and give them an opportunity to come on. Hi, you're on air with Margaret Jackson on Blog Talk Radio. How are you tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
You're on air with Margaret Jackson. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you? This is Regina.
I am doing wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
We got our club members calling in tonight. Say hello. Let me just tell the world here that's tuning in here to Blog Talk Radio. Coach Tyro, Regina are part of our Women in Business Club. They are fantastic women, fantastic entrepreneurs. So I am always going to be a cheerleader. And, you know, behind our Women in Business Club, we've got some great businesses. Get connected with these ladies. So, Regina, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So we're having our Christmas party here on Blog Talk Radio tonight. And, you know, we can't do our white elephant game as I wanted to this evening. We'll get that done in the new year when we reschedule our event. But tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
I think just like Tyra said, I think peace is the first thing. So internal peace. I guess for the new year, successful business. And yeah.
You know what, and we all want successful business, that's for sure. Now, you're in the travel business, so tell us a little bit about what's going on with you, the travel industry, interesting things. When I fly, I like traveling on Virgin America. I think that's one of the best entertaining, laid-back, you know, friendly sky ride that you can take. So anytime I travel, I try to use Virgin America as my go-to airline, although they don't travel all over the place, you know, in a lot of different cities, but I enjoy them when I can get them. So tell us a little bit about your industry, what's going on.
Yeah, my business, actually, I'm not like a traveling agent. What I do is we market travel packages. So people that want to go on vacation or cruise or stuff like that, so they can buy the package from us and then use it to book for their vacation or cruise. They get discounts from hotels, car rentals, and staying in condos and other stuff.
I need a cruise. I need a cruise. what do I want for Christmas? I need a business cruise. So where are some of these cruises going to? Where are they traveling to?
Different places. Depends on where you want to go.
I want to go... I don't know. Give me, is there exotic places, I haven't really been anywhere. I've never been on a cruise, actually.
Some go from Florida to Bahamas to even France. So they go international. So it depends on where you want to go to.
Probably something a little shorter. I don't know that I could stand being on water for too long, but that's exciting.
Some people go
exciting.
To Mexico. Some people can go to Mexico.
Go to Mexico. Probably not Mexico is my place of choice right now either with all of the things going on down there. We do have another caller coming in. Now, how can we get a hold of you? How can the listeners get a hold of you if they want to connect with you and book that cruise, book that holiday cruise? And so your holiday wish is world peace. Hey, you guys can be a little selfish. There's things that you want for your business. There's things, and as women, we need to understand that it's okay to be selfish sometimes. And actually, I have a class coming up. It's not a class. It's a webinar coming up in January. And I'm going to talk to women about taking their rightful position. Women have been misplaced, displaced in society throughout our history. And I'm going to... give some information, share some information. It's actually an hour and a half webinar on women taking their rightful place, being repositioned so they can be the great women that they actually are. And sometimes we hold back because of things that we've learned, even from our mothers. And so I'm going to talk about that because you have to have the freedom to be great and that you have permission to live your life absolutely with resolute purpose. So how can they get a hold of you so they can get on that magnificent cruise?
Yeah, thank you for that. So they can go to my website, jp2@mydefilife.com. So that's my website, jp2.mydefilife.com.
Okay, so do this for me, Regina. Make sure you email me that over, and we'll also post that on our Facebook page. We'll post it on the Silicon Valley Business Radio host Margaret Jackson page, so you can get that information there. You can get time is running out. Jackie Welch's information, and so we'll post it out there and make it a little bit easy for you to connect with these ladies. Because I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed in doing business with them. So, if you want to stay on the line, Regina, I'm going to go to our next caller, and I want to find out what they want for Christmas and get a little bit of holiday cheer. Do we have any singers out there that want to do a little Christmas caroling? I'm open to that tonight. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, On the Edge, Women in Business, Bay Area's top Silicon Valley radio show host. And we will connect with our next guest. So, you are on the air with Margaret Jackson. Let's see if we pick the right person. Who's on the air with me here now? How are you?
I'm great. This is Joellen.
Joellen. I
How
love
are
it.
You doing?
I am doing wonderful. Joellen is one of my favorite people on the planet. Unitech College, absolutely fantastic. Networking, guru, but just one of the most wonderful people that you would ever, ever meet. How are you doing tonight, Joellen? A little holiday cheer here. I'm cheering. I got my cider here.
I am so glad, and I'm sorry that I missed you today. I know we're going to do this again in January for the New Year's, and that's actually probably a good time, you know, when you start up New Year's, new relations, meeting new people. But my holiday wish is to spend time with you, and so that'll be wonderful. I'm a very simple person, very blessed.
We're going to have to do that. My On the Edge Women in Business Club, you guys are coming out. It is absolutely fantastic. If I had a great voice, I would absolutely sing your holiday song. But if I did that, you guys would probably all jump off the line and says, Margaret, that just is not your lane. So stay connected to your purpose and that. So what's going on over there at Unitech College?
Really exciting stuff, but I did want to invite you back. We did get our date for our 2015 health fair, so it's going to be even bigger and better because the Fremont Chamber of Commerce, who co-sponsors it with us, was so excited. It was our first one we did last year that you participated in, and we just have so many people on board, and I'm going to send out the invitations for yourself and KDAO Radio to get on board for the February 18th. And very wonderful expansions, and we're just growing and growing. And so it's just an exciting year where a lot of folks are having trouble business-wise. We are just looking forward to 2015 and 2016.
That's fantastic, and definitely count me in. You guys, your events are absolutely phenomenal. They are fantastic for the community. I love that the community actually comes out and they really get involved with your events. And so those of you that do not know or not familiar with Unitech College, you want to share a little bit, Joellen, about the training classes in the health and IT areas?
Well, we have several programs at the different campuses. At the corporate campus I'm at, we have a BSN, RN, LVN nursing program, medical assistant program, pharmacy tech program, and an IT certification program. And so if you want to come out, and you can also go to unitechcollege.edu and check out the site. But we're very excited. This last year, we won a honorary mention from ACCSC for Community Service Award, as well as an Award of Excellence the year prior. So if you look onto our site, you'll see our health fair. You'll see that KDAO Radio and Margaret was there. But it's also fun. We are doing health and wellness, and we'll have a lot of unique things here. We even talked to the food mafia trucks, and a couple of healthy food trucks are coming out. So we'll have the good, better, best, healthy choices. You can avoid the booths that scare you, like I always avoid the BMI booth.
Hey, we've got to get White Castle. You know, White Castle has a foodie truck. You know, I'm a White Castle.
Yes.
You know,
right.
If anyone follows
but
my Facebook
gonna be healthy.
Pages, White Castle is my choice of burger, and they actually have a White Castle foodie truck that travels around the country. And they do fresh White Castle hamburgers. And because California just does not have a White Castle, it's driving me nuts. So we're going to do a foodie radio show, and we're going to invite all the different food trucks and invite White Castle out. In fact, I interviewed them while I was in Chicago. I did a show in Chicago.
Wonderful.
And it was very, very exciting, and I got a huge 30-pack Cravers case that they sent to the studio. So that was exciting. I am a White Castle. They need to put me in the White Castle Hall of Fame. You know, I need to get in the Hall of Fame over there. So, Joellen, if you want to stay in the line, you can. And I'm going to circle back to Ms. Tyro, and I got a little something I want to share with her when we get back there. And you know what? I think what I'm going to do also is that, you know, building up to this Christmas, On the Edge Women in Business Christmas Club event. And again, if you are not part of our On the Edge Women in Business Club, you do not have to be in Silicon Valley. You do not have to be in the Bay Area. The club is open nationwide, and we do have an out-of-state benefits. And what's fantastic is because AM 1220 KDOW, our radio show, is streamed nationwide online. Of course, if you're here in the Bay Area, it is AM 1220 KDOW, nine Bay Area counties, and we service 9.1 million people here in the Bay Area. Again, Silicon Valley's business and finance radio show, top business and finance radio show, fourth in the nation in terms of our radio audience. So definitely get connected with us. Go out to businessontheedge.biz and check out what we're doing. You can connect with the On the Edge Women in Business Club from there, and then you can see the benefits. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to see if I can get someone to sing like Joellen, who has a magnificently beautiful voice. Oh, my gosh, she has a beautiful voice. Oh, she just jumped off the line. She's not going to let me do it, too, but she has a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice, and so maybe she'll sing for me sometime. I'm like, oh, gosh, she just jumped off the line. I just put her on the spot there. So let's go to a commercial break, and we will be back in just a moment.
Start 2015 with a half-day financial foundational training and workshop class, Smart Money for Women in Business. Women businesses need financial clout, and fortifying a strong financial base will give them that clout. Join KDOW radio host and business coach Margaret Jackson, BBVA Compass Bank, and Financial Education Services to help you rev up 2015 with Smart Money Intelligence. In this training, you will learn about smart business banking, money available for women in business, step-by-step guidance on how to get $50,000 or more in business credit without personal risk, how to acquire $10 million in funding as your company scales, and tackle creative funding through the world's top crowdfunding sites to move your small business to its next level. Register now for the January 15th training and workshop, Smart Money for Women in Business, and get the KDOW Holiday Smart Money discount and pay only $30. Go to businessontheedge.biz and sign up now. Let Margaret Jackson and her financial partners give you the business and money strategies you need to succeed.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KDOW 22.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Welcome back to On the Edge Women in Business Club. Well, this is not really the club, but On the Edge Women in Business, a spinoff of our Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show, AM 1220 KDOW, Silicon Valley radio show. And I'm talking to our women, and you do not have to be a club member. If you are out there and you want to call in and you want to share with me your Christmas wish for your career, or maybe you're a writer or a business owner, call in at 347-884-9043. I will get you on the air and we'll chat a little bit, have a little holiday cheer and talk it up a little bit. Women, I mentioned earlier that women are on the rise, and that's not wishful thinking. That just happens to be a fact. And so if we look around the globe, we're seeing women leaders take very significant roles around the globe. And this is something that's not going to stop. It's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to expand. And let me just say, it doesn't take away from women in our roles as mothers and wives. It doesn't take anything away from our husbands' roles as husbands and fathers. And so So when we look at that, we need a healthy perspective for those that are married, and not everyone's married. But let's just put that into perspective, because I want women to understand and men to understand that there's balance in all of that, and that there's career, there's destiny, there's purpose, there's opportunities inside women. And there's something that they want to do that is part of their individuality as a person, as a human being, as a female, not just being in these other roles, but as a woman, as an individual, for her to complete that greatness or that goal or solve whatever problem is in the earth that we need solved. And I want to encourage women to feel comfortable and have permission that you were designed for greatness. You were designed for greatness. Now, with that being said, what are you going to do with that? And that you don't have to stand behind any man. You don't have to stand or feel subservient. And again, I'm going to talk more about this in the new year. And men that are tuning in, again, this is not about taking anything away from men. It is about putting women and helping women connect and feel comfortable with their rightful place. And as men, we need you to understand that place is very important, and that you can help with that process in embracing that, rather than maybe some men feeling intimidated or that something's being taken away from you. Nothing's being taken away from you. You have a right as a male, as an individual, to the sky's the limit in terms of what you want to achieve. But it's also the sky's the limit for the women on the planet. And I'm excited about what women are doing and achieving. And again, in January, we're gonna talk more about this. I'm going to give a little bit more information in depth, hour and a half, unlocking the truth and breaking the myths, women born for greatness. And I'm going to dig into the ancient history, the displacement of women throughout the globe. And like I said, not just displaced, misplaced, and in some cases replaced. So I'm going to talk about that and share that, because I'll tell you this story, and I'm going to jump back to my Miss Tyro here. But I ran into an opportunity with a customer who wanted me to work with his wife, and she had her own business. And so as I began to do what business coaches do, and the first thing we're going to do is we want to find out what the problem is. We're like doctors. We want to explore. We go through a process of discovery. And as I was going through that process of discovery with her, I learned that she had jumped around from different types of opportunities with her entrepreneurship and couldn't complete. When you're indecisive and you can't complete something that you started, there's something wrong. We have to take a closer look at that. And so as she shared, she now wanted some support in growing her newest venture. And I declined the opportunity. And I said this to her. And as I learned this, the reason why she jumped around is that she had some very serious losses in her life. And it kind of stagnated her. And she couldn't get past these places. And actually, I thought that they were recent losses. And it turned out it was more than 15 years ago of these losses. And she's kind of stuck in that place. And I said, suggested that before I could help her become great and help her move her business forward, is that first had to be resolved. It's impossible for me to, and I like new business, and I could have taken the business, but I knew that if I took that on, I could not help her, because she was not in the right place for me to do that. Your positioning in terms of your business, your positioning in terms of your career is absolutely critical to whether or not you're going to have the successes that you're looking for. And I sometimes kind of liken it to a football field. And so you have a quarterback, and a quarterback is going to throw that ball to somebody. But if you're not in the right position, running backs and on the field, if you're not in that right position to catch that ball when that quarterback is looking for you, you're going to miss it and you can't get into the end zone. And so the first thing that I try to do is make sure that I can help customers and companies get in the right position so when the ball is passed to them, when the opportunity comes, they can get it into the end zone, they can close the deal. And so having said that, again, as women, we need some healthy talk and we need some real talk so we can get you in the right positions so you can be great. I already know that you're great. I just have to share some things so you can see that as well and shed off, you know, some things that might be weighing you down. I'm going to get back to Ms. Tyro here. I do have another caller coming in as well. Jackie Welch, how are you?
Yes, I am here. I am here.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? So, just talking a little bit about, you know, tonight is just really kind of dedicated to the woman. It is our Christmas party here online, you know, out here on Blog Talk Radio. And you just do some magnificent work in terms of helping to support business owners, career people in general, just really maximizing your time and pursuing the best possible opportunities for their life. And with that, you know, and I said earlier, you know, I was asking you guys what you wanted for Christmas, and you said, you know, really it's kind of funny, world peace, you know, I you know, kind of like Miss America world peace. But what is Jackie Welch, you know, if you could play Santa Claus? You know, and I started the show earlier. Says, you know, I'm not a big fan of Santa Claus because he wasn't coming down my chimney and putting anything under my tree. We made it clear to my son, Santa didn't bring this. We work really hard. So we were honest. I said, we can enjoy Santa Claus and we can enjoy the fun movies, but nobody came through this. No chimney, no anything, you know. But if you could play Santa Claus to these women, business women, career women, and women, and you've got so many women living in broken places and going to work every day, doing their thing. And what would you want to give them as Santa?
You know, I tell you, Margaret, that's just a great question, because I would say for me, you know, growing up in some very, very humble lifestyle of Birmingham, Alabama, okay? When you talk about Santa Claus, you talk about the struggle, right? What I would love to give each woman out there tonight is a box of pixie dust. The pixie dust to make them go back to believing.
Yeah,
because when you believe, Margaret, when you believe, you put the action behind it. If you say that you can, you will. If you say that you can't, you won't. As basic as that sounds, people today, they focus in on what I call failure. People never, ever, ever stop and say, it's not failure. I just realized 20 ways that something won't work.
That's right.
When you think about some of the most amazing scientists, some of the most amazing inventors today, they never, ever count their failures. They simply said, this is how many ways I found out that this simply won't work.
That's correct.
And so,
that's correct.
Yes, so that is really what I want to go back and give each business woman out there tonight. It's the box of pixie dust to make them feel the magic, to make them go back to believing what they're truly capable of.
Exactly. And that's so important to understand that, because once you understand that, courage has a way of showing up. You know, when you start believing that and you understand your vision and you understand your mission, which are not the same things, but when you believe, even past the failures, you know, failures are commas. Failures are not that you did everything wrong, and you have to have the right kind of definition of failure. You have to redefine that so you're clear that you're not a failure. Something didn't work in the process, so let's take a look at that. We can look at business analytics and say, okay, this didn't work because. And so once you put those things in the right perspective and you believe, like you're saying, and you get back to really what's important, courage has a way of just showing up. And courage doesn't mean that you're not afraid. Fear is going to show up whether you like it or not. It just kind of shows up as well. But courage moves you forward in spite of the fear and the concern of you can't focus on your past failures. You can learn from them, but don't focus on them because it can cause you not to move forward. It can actually stifle you. So I think that that's fantastic. You know, give that box of pixie dust so that way they can, you know, believe again. That's fantastic. Again, Ms. Jackie Welch, Ms. Tyro, please give us your contact information and website so people can get a hold of you, and then we'll get that out on our Facebook page on the Silicon Valley Business Radio host Margaret Jackson page so people can connect with you there as well.
Absolutely. And once again, that website is www.tyro, that's T-I-R-O, Tyro Life Coaching, all one word, .com. And once again, please make plans to attend the event. It's Your Time to Shine in 2015, taking place on January 31st. Thank you so much, Margaret.
Thank you so much. And thank you for calling in. I'm going to get to this next caller so I don't miss anyone. But thank you for calling in. Merry Christmas to you, Ms. Tyro. We are going to do so much more together. Have a good night.
Absolutely. You too. Thanks again. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You are on the air with Margaret Jackson on the Edge Women in Business show. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Flavor Nyer.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So you've been tuning into the show. I have to ask you this question. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I thought, I think I just got it. I'm so excited. I was listening to Jackie talk, and I think I've been sprinkled with her pixie dust.
There you go.
I just needed that belief to, you know, believe more in myself again, because I went through a tremendous ordeal and had gotten sick for a while, and I've overcame the sickness, and now it's just getting back to believing, yes, I can be a top producer in my business again and move forward. So I thank her for sprinkling my mind.
I love that, sprinkling your mind. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So
yes.
So with that being said, I have about 7 minutes left on this show. So tell us, what is it for Christmas for you?
Yeah, it's the most important thing, like I say, is to begin to believe in myself again and to pursue the dreams that I've had and the success that I had, because, you know, like you say, you can't live on the past success. It's got to be the new success for 2015. So it's really great when you know, when others encourage you to just, you know, believe you can. And I've been wanting to, I'm excited because I overcame lung cancer and stomach cancer and all of those things. Yeah, it was a moment that I was thinking, oh, am I going to make it, you know, through this Christmas? And now it's like, oh, I got my letter saying I'm cancer-free. So that was one thing I really wanted for help and just a few other things, children, so that they can all be strong. So, and as they become very successful in society, that makes me happy too. So I'm looking forward to meeting.
You are awesome. You're a power woman, and you need to know that. In whatever industry, what industry are you in, by the way?
I'm in the real estate industry.
You're in the real estate industry. And so what exactly do you do? Tell the audience a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, well, basically, I've been doing it for so many years, 33 years. And I've had a lot of success. It brought me from being, I was just a little dishwasher when I first started becoming a realtor, and I thought I could not do it. And I look now, 33 years later, I became a realtor. Now my other son has just gotten his license, and one of my other sons is getting his license next year. So I'm all excited because it's like, okay.
That's awesome.
I came from being homeless in East Palo Alto to being able to buy a home on the hill. So real estate has done a lot for me. If you work hard, it pays off. It really pays off.
That's exactly right.
The past success, but now I need to get back to the future and get over. I have to get over the mindset where I was told, okay, you got to take it easy, take it. Now I'm told that you're okay. Now I got to get back and make it happen again.
Right, because there's destiny on your life, and as long as there's destiny, I often talk on my radio show, AM 1220 KDOW radio, on Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., tune in sometime, but that there's legacy, that we live a lifespan, and there's a legacy that we will leave. There's something that we're going to leave behind in this earth. And so we have a responsibility to make sure that whatever we're doing for our children and for us, as individuals, for the world, what you're supposed to leave behind, the world needs, your children need, you need to fulfill it. You need to fulfill what is going to complete your life as a woman, as an individual, first and foremost. And that power woman in you, you survived cancer, so congratulations on that. There's a fighter in you, there's a power woman in you that has to live, has to breathe, so you can accomplish your purpose in the planet. And so we need that. And if that's in the real estate industry, then you continue. You go big, you go strong, your kids are following in your footsteps, so you've obviously have already given them some legacy in a career because they've seen your successes. So you have to just keep on being that power woman, fulfilling your purpose, fulfilling your destiny. You are okay, and so you go and fly. You go and be great.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate your encouragement, and I definitely intend to, and when that day comes, I will call you and say, oh, look what I'm doing again. I'm so excited.
Connect with us. And you don't have to wait for that. Connect with us, and all of our information will be out there on our Facebook page. If you are on Facebook, you can connect with us on the Silicon Valley Business Radio host, Margaret Jackson. It's a brand new page, so I'm getting used to saying it myself. But you can connect with us on connect with me on businessontheedge.biz. Jackie Welch, our Miss Tyro, is connected to our On the Edge Women in Business Club, so you can get connected there as well. So stay connected, because what's important for us women, we like being connected. We like having support systems. That's just how we're wired, and we need to embrace that, and it's okay.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate that.
We're with you. Yes. Congratulations on a great health report. I'm really, really excited for you about that. You're awesome.
Okay, thank you, and definitely thanks for the pixie dust.
I know she's listening in, so she's smiling about that. So I've got 60 seconds. Let me get off air. Merry Christmas to you. Have a great, great new year.
All right. Merry Christmas.
There you go. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This has been fantastic. We are about out of time. On the Edge, Women in Business, you are fantastic. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're going to connect again. We're going to do some off-the-cuff stuff. Connect with me on AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area Silicon Top Business Purpose Coach. So connect with us there Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. prime time. You can connect with us. And then, of course, here on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to connect with our resources, our club, businessandedge.biz, connect with us. All the resources are there, including our social channels. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good night.